This week, you may notice up here, we've got flags and some decorations from different parts of the world. So let me just kind of give you a brief synopsis of why these are up here. Our theme this week has been the incredible race. And it's been about having a race marked out for us, that God's got a race marked out for each one of us. And it includes the understanding that we're all part of one race, that's God's family. We've been spending time this week hearing and understanding where we all come from, how we're all connected, and how God has a wonderful plan for each one of us, and we've called it a race. Those of you that maybe you have watched a lot of things on social media, or maybe you've watched a lot of news, you see a lot of things about racial hate going on in our nation. People groups being stepped on or talked bad about, or someone even maybe in your neighborhood, or maybe you've encountered someone who treated you wrongfully, maybe because of where you were born or maybe where you come from. That's not God's plan. That's not God's way. And we've talked this week about the importance of us seeing the way God sees, that God sees every tribe, every tongue, every nation as his precious treasures. And he loves every person. And when we see the way God sees, we can love the way God loves. If we can't see the way God sees, we're going to have a really hard time doing what God calls us to do and fulfilling the race that he's marked out for us. The race that he has marked out for us includes seeing people the way he sees them. That's a part of the race. Seeing every person, no matter what their background is, no matter what their family looks like, no matter where they were born, seeing every person as God's special creation. That's a part of the race that he's got marked out for us. Tonight, I'm going to share with you, I'm going to preach for a short time about part of that race and accomplishing and fulfilling what God has for us. There's something important that you need to fulfill it. It's God's power. God's power to do what he's called you to do. And And as I was getting ready for tonight's message, I was reminded of a race that I was in when I was 9 years old. And I think maybe perhaps my sister might be watching. My sister and her family, they're missionaries in Ireland. They've been there for 9 years, and they're at home. They're in the United States right now, and I hope to go see them soon if everything works out. But my sister, when I was nine, I think it was nine, we had gone over to one of her friend's house. Her friend's name was Kelly. And we were riding our bikes, and I was a good bike rider, a fast bike rider. Any fast bike riders here? Absolutely. I could ride so fast, my hair would blow back because I was fast. We had decided that my sister and I and her friend Kelly were going to go on a bike ride. And Kendra, I know you're probably on. I don't remember if I was 8 or 9. But they challenged me to a race. And me being older, just inherently knew, oh, I got this. No problem. I'm bigger, stronger, faster, smarter than these two girls put together. So I took the challenge. It was a bike race. And Kendra, you probably remember, I remember, and I'm still believing God to get healed from the bike race because it did not turn out the way I thought it would. See, I started off good and I was pedaling hard and I was on that bike and I was giving it everything I got. And I knew I was ahead because I looked this way and there was no one. And I'm almost, you know, I can see the finish line of the race, and then all of a sudden a bike appears in my peripheral vision. And I thought, there's no way. How could someone possibly catch me? Don't they know how fast I can ride a bike? And here comes this bike. And then I turn, and there's Kelly riding her bike, and she looks like she's hardly working at all. She's just cruising, and I thought, this can't be happening to me. And then she got ahead of me. So that was it. I'm not going to lose. So I pumped harder, and I worked harder. And no matter how hard I worked, she just effortlessly just kept going. And then I was behind her. She's all the way in the front. No! Lost to a girl that was younger than me. What? Got to be kidding me. This can't be happening. I'm the older brother, I'm stronger, and she just looks like she's not even working. How could that possibly be? She won that race and I lost. I have a hard time losing. I know you don't. You got it all together, but I have issues. I don't like to lose. Maybe you could help me or pray for me or something. Maybe one day I could do better. But at 9 years old, I was so mad and I was so embarrassed that I lost to a little girl. And I worked my brains out and she looked like she hardly pedaled at all. Then my sister with a big smile, she has a 3-speed. 3-speed, what's that? Oh, she can change gears on her bike and she doesn't have to work as hard to beat you. I'd never heard of such a thing. A bike with different gears? No wonder she just looked like she's on a cruise. She had changed gears. I only had one gear. Anybody have those bikes? You get going so fast and then it doesn't matter if you pedal or not. You're just flying and you're just kind of like, that's it, I've reached max speed. Well, when she reaches max speed, she just turns something, and all of a sudden, she's got another gear. She had something I didn't have, and because she had that, she blew me away and humiliated me. Stretch out your hands right now. This is my year. I'm going to be healed this year. This is my year to be healed. Father, help. In Jesus' name, heal my heart, heal my mind. All the trauma that moment caused. She had a 3-speed bike. She had a clear advantage. She had something I didn't have, and she had the capability of doing more and working less to do it. You know, God has the same thing available to each and every one of you. It's called the power of the Holy Ghost to enable you to fulfill all that God's called you to do, and let the power of the Holy Ghost do the work that he wants you to do, calls you to do, to run that race that he's got for you. We're going to look at a quick story about some people who encountered God's power, what happened to them, and two things I want you to see. If you've got your Bible, turn to the book of Acts. And I want to tell you this incredible story that changed all of history. The world was never the same after Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 2, the whole world was changed. See, in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he says this, and he gives them some instructions. And he says to them, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift. Somebody say gift. The gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Somebody say gift. See, God has a gift for you. You're running a race, and he's got a gift for you to empower you to finish your race and to win. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So his disciples, who had learned to do exactly what Jesus told them to do, which we should do as well, they decided they were going to obey Jesus. What a wonderful idea. So they went to Jerusalem, and they didn't leave Jerusalem. They're waiting. So take a look at Acts chapter 2. Look at the rest of this story that I'm going to share, and there's two important things I want you to hear. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is exactly what Jesus told them would happen. They were going to receive a gift, and this is it. But there's something here I want you to see. It's the next part of the story. See, the Bible is written by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired people to write things down so that you and I could see truth and could see the world for the way it really is, and so we could see God for who he really is. So when we read the Bible, it's important sometimes to notice the order that things are in. Well, what comes next? Well, what comes next is so important to God that he didn't want anything else to be mentioned until the next thing was said. So what's the next thing? What's so important that God would put it the very next thing? Because this changed all of history. The power of the Holy Ghost had come down in this room. So now what? Well, let's take a look. Verse 5. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men from Galilee? Then how is it each of us hears them in his own native language?" So the very next thing God says in this amazing story is that all the nations heard what was happening. On the day of Pentecost, the day that changed world history, God's power is released, and the very next thing that God says, all the nations. All the nations are represented in this story. Somehow, they're all present. Someone's representing them in Jerusalem. And they heard them speaking their own language. Let's keep reading. This is really important to God. If it's important to God, we better pay attention, because we want to make it important to us. It says, verse 9, they're going to list all these language groups: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God. To me, this is absolutely incredible. And the two things that I want you to hear, very simply, I want you to hear these two things, and then I want to pray for you, because I want you to have the same gift that they had. The two things I want you to hear. First of all, we want to see how God sees. On the day of Pentecost, God wanted us to see that every nation counts. And every nation needs to hear. He had them all gathered together. And what did they hear coming from the upper room? Their own language declaring the glory of God. And that is what God wants us to see. His heart for every nation and every people group, to hear his glory. That's still his cry today. That's still his heart today. It hasn't changed. Every people group, tribe, tongue, and language, hearing how good God is. That's the first thing I want you to understand from this story today. That we have to see what God is seeing. He sees people different than we do. When God looks at you, he doesn't look the same way you do. When God looks at other people, he doesn't see them the way you see them. God sees his most precious creation. You're not made like everything else God made. God made beautiful flowers, and there's so many types. God made amazing, incredible animals. And there's so many. What a creator. So much variety. God made and created sunsets and sunrises. But you, you're different than those. God spoke and those things were created. When you read Genesis, all those things were created because he spoke them into a distant, into a, in existence. But not you. He didn't speak you into existence. The Bible makes it clear in Genesis chapter 2. He formed you. That's different. God doesn't see you like he sees flowers and dogs and whales and trees and sunsets. When he looks at you, he sees something he made with his hands. He formed you. You're so precious to him. So is every nation and every tongue. They all came from the same family. We're all a part of Adam's family. And we need to see the way God sees. That's why he had them included on the day of Pentecost. It's because his great gift is for everyone. We have to see, we as a church, have to see a part of our calling. A part of our vision is every nation, every tribe being touched with God's power, encountering God's power, because that's what he did on the day of Pentecost. Here's the second thing. Number two. Number one, we want to see the way God sees, and he's making it clear right here, all the nations. The second thing, we must be empowered to run the race. Jesus said to them, don't do anything. Don't go try to do anything and don't leave Jerusalem. Don't go fishing. Don't do anything else. Don't go back to your house. Wait for the gift because it's going to change everything. It's going to change your life. I want to point out to you, in our story, it said there was a sound. Somebody say sound. There was a sound that came. It was the Holy Spirit. And then they began to speak. It was more sound. Coming out of them, something changed. What was coming out of them was heard. All these people from all these nations heard the glory of God. See, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit like they are, something different starts coming out of you. It changes who you are on the inside. It changes the way you speak. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you respond. It changes the way you see things. When you, like them, are filled with the Holy Spirit, the inside of you gets stirred up by God and starts absorbing more of God, and then it starts coming out of you. We must be filled with God's power to accomplish the race. He enables us. Remember my story of how I was humiliated? Because she had something I didn't have that enabled her to win the race. Boys and girls, my last point to share with you today is the same thing is available to you. It's the power of the Holy Ghost to win the race, to enable you, to empower you. what is that power? What am I going to be able to do? Can I be like someone on Star Wars and just move things with my hands? Is that the kind of power? Is it power to crush my enemies? What is the power? When I was a kid, I used to think, no, I'm being serious. This is like full transparent here. I used to think if I was baptized in God's power, it meant I could just do whatever I want. God was going to give me the power to do whatever I want. So I would test that out. I would be sitting. I think I was eight. I was at a kids' camp. I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And when I started school, I thought, I'm going to test this. And I got so discouraged because I was trying to levitate things. Like, oh, that's how they do it on the movies. Maybe I need to, like, hold my breath while I'm doing it. Nothing moved. I guess I wasn't filled with God's power. No. You got the wrong idea here. It's not power to do whatever you want. It's power to do whatever he wants. That's what that power is. The power to do whatever God calls you to do. That's what it is. When you're filled with God's power, you can accomplish, you can run the race and fulfill all that God has for you. Very simply, God wants every person to hear of his glory. And we can be filled with God's power to bring it about, to talk to our neighbor, to live a life for other people to see. There's something different about that person. Yeah, it's the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. To be filled with wisdom, to be filled with understanding, to be a person who can bring about miracles, a person who prophesies, filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's for you, moms and dads, boys and girls. You can be filled with God's power to accomplish the race he has for you. And you can be just like Kelly and run a race and not even have to work that hard because the power of the Holy Ghost. I worked as hard as I could. Moms and dads, some of you are trying so hard. If I just try harder. What you need is the power of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you have some things that have been controlling your life. I'm talking to the moms and dads. Maybe you have some life-controlling things. Maybe some thoughts or maybe some habits or maybe some things that you just keep coming back to and you can't seem to stop. And so you thought, if I just try harder, maybe I can win. What you need is the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's what my simple word is tonight. It's for the nations. It's for your neighbor, it's for your family, and the power of God to help you do it. Would you stand with me tonight? Minister Keyboard, could you please come help us? We're going to take time to pray. There they go. Fantastic. We're going to take time to pray. Boys and girls, I want you to hear me tonight. Our time is almost up, but I want to make sure those of you, whether you came to camp or not, if you want to receive the power of the Holy Ghost in your life to do all that God's called you to do, this is your night to experience God in a new way called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, what's going to happen to me? God's going to touch your life. God's going to fill you up on the inside. And God wants to give you a gift that'll be with you for the rest of your life. You ever blow up a balloon? Yeah. It gets bigger and it gets bigger. I liken being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost to like a balloon on the inside of me. And when God shows up, it starts getting bigger. And it's like in my chest, and I'm just like, something's in there. Something I didn't put there. There's an expansion. Something's enlarging. It's God. And he wants to enlarge in you and give you a gift. It doesn't have to look like mine. You don't have to pray like me. You pray. And when God fills you, something new just might come out. It's the power of the Holy Ghost.
I hope you enjoyed the broadcast and it's enriched you and helped you in your life. If you've never made a decision to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you do it now? Pray this prayer with me right out loud. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die in my place. Thank you that he rose again from the grave for me. Forgive me of all of my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, and make me new. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. Let me pray for you. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would touch each and every person that prayed that prayer out of sincerity of heart. I pray a breaking off of every assignment of darkness, any chain, any bondage, any habit that's not of God, that you would sever it and set them free. I pray and ask, Holy Spirit, touch them and fill them now and use them for your purpose and give them a hunger for your word and for the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, text us, would you, so that we can help you grow in the things of God. Text SAVED to the number 907-357-2065. If you don't have a home church, we hope that you would find a home with us here at Kings, Alaska. If you're in some other part of the nation or the world, find a good local church that preaches and teaches God's word and grow in the things of God. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you in future broadcasts or in services. Praise the Lord.